Good evening, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to Poet Radio here on WGXC. My name is Chris Funkhauser, host of this program since 2015. On this month's show, July 2023, I'll be continuing a pattern in which I've been featuring recordings made at readings I've recently attended. This past weekend, the 22nd and 23rd, the Flowchart Foundation, an organization committed to exploring poetry and the interrelationships of various art forms as guided by the legacy of American poet John Ashbery, whose space is located practically across the street from WGXC Studios in Hudson, held their annual symposium-like gathering. This year was given the theme, The Ingenious Mode, expanding the experimental impulse of poetry. I felt extremely lucky to have been able to attend the three daytime panels and the terrific evening performances on Saturday, and I'm glad to be bringing some documentation from them to you tonight. There were two different panels addressing the hybrid tendencies held by writers and artists, which featured presentations by Claire Tuna, Andrew Gorin, Evelyn Riley, Anne Riesenberg, Joanna Furman, Seth Forrest, and Monica Ong. Another panel, in the tradition of Black experimental poetics, featured talks and readings by Mark Nowak, Rosamond S. King, Roseanne Wasserman, and Deborah Bernhardt. If you go over to flowchartfoundation.org, you can see the weekend's full schedule. Most of tonight's show will be featuring segments from Saturday night's reading, which was exciting for me in that I had not seen or heard three-quarters of the artists on the bill. We'll be following the event chronologically. The show opened with a duo listed as Shomer Parashi, featuring vocals by Karen Shomer, who seemed to have affixed her lyrics onto a deck of cards which she read and discarded during the set, which according to Flowchart's website was given the title Ice Cream Wars. Shomer Parashi were followed by Kimberly Alidio, who read from her works From Teeter, Hearing, and Autohistoriography. Let's take a listen to those works now.
Clouds build up. cutting, trimming, chipping. I'm referring to some American spirit that rips open a wound more deadly than a regular bullet. But later, for whom? Beyond the iron spikes of the fence, creating dust and sand, trying twists the skin. Cardinals sing mockingbird songs. Sorry, I cannot be pure. Why, you old goat. My mother's awful insinuations about my character, how pliant it is, how easily corrupted, are correct. Japanese text about two men making love on a foam rubber bed. Another jet passes. The yellowing palm stills. It's imprecise, joined and separated. Even the series finale of Succession won't help. Smooth jazz won't help. The cardinal loses its color. I have no soul. Tasks spill beyond the edge of awareness. Cosmogony sheathed in benevolence. Remembered as better or worse than what really was. Palm fronds clatter to the driveway. Houses without tarps are lucky. Patterns in stucco are one more thing with unseen purpose. My father may know more, but no pathways to resolve contradictions. Landscaping crews in hedgerows.
Connect the dots between the data flow of archives and internet algorithms and this anecdote. Generate text, language, drawing associations around the odd detail, the clashing word, the weird thing that rubbed me against the grain like a pinhole onto large-scale contradictions and social thinking. Events, figures, and even tactics of glitching radically disrupt both the flow of data and the binary categories of IRL and online. Activate the text. Get distracted. But try to leave a trace where your body-mind goes. My recall of sitting in running tights at the threshold of the archive is an affective mix of shame, disorientation, and pleasure. That I was a kind of glitch. Intone it. Recall that many talismanic amulets are inscribed with spells that need to be read aloud to set the magic in motion. I walked into the house of the Archeon. I was processed and regulated in its anterooms, and I was then identifiably young, brown, and sweaty, a cis woman, both a product of multiple colonialisms and a U.S. historian. let's attune to the quiet and the noise. Auto historiography of arrival at the river. A dish rag warmed by familiar use. Something catches on like a meme in its own economy, alongside and within commodity fetishism. Form, as in this language, is by scripted accident, taking on a pattern we might guess at from the longest view we can journey towards. There is a speaker. Everyone's a speaker. You, the speaker, are the labor of speaking. Sway along varying speeds of accumulation and transcription. The best one can do is maintain a calm dignity in their search terms, a bid of candidacy, a find, fresh seriousness, a hell coming out of nowhere, a fearsome introvert. With my public-facing persona, sold some 500 copies of an inscription, the moon and the finger pointing to it are yet novelty. A world comes into being, even just for a moment, in the midst of uttering, dislodging, listening, responding, making, building other things. Then it's paper, ink, graphemes, typology, hardware, software, phonemes, laryngeal, respiratory, auditory, and brain systems, vocal apparatus of folds and other resonator architectures of the mouth, a channel, a physically embodied material form. A poem garners a gestural answer, an inquiry for an inquiry. Okay, if I keep talking?
That was Kimberly Alidio reading, preceded by the sound word combo of Shomer Parashi at Flowchart Space in Hudson last Saturday night. The next performance was offered up by Farnoosh Fathi and Darcy Dennigan, whose work playfully and profoundly united movement, sound, and dialogue. Although it's difficult to capture what they did with audio alone, here's a taste of their piece.
Do you know I've been called to duty? Do you know how my gut wells?
Wir haben Stressmut bei Todesstrasse Verboten.
Do you know how I get about the bald? How my face pours over maps until it falls to their bottoms?
Wir haben Stressmut bei Todesstrasse Verboten.
Do you know what makes me so hard to live?
Todesstrasse Verboten. In the holy convent snail of the metaphysical, you die of desire. You die or thirst of love. You die of time, of altitude, of anal and intestinal pleasantries, of grape floaties, and sleep. Go-gurts.
What's it like?
It's like sealing a letter with a leech. Yeah? Yeah. If you please. High up in the vag, if you please.
Farnoosh Fathi and Darcy Dennigan on Poet Radio. The first set of performances concluded with a beautiful film titled Band in Belly, a collaboration between poet Rosamund S. King with Cynthia Oliver and Jason Finkelman. Rather than remove King's poem from the context of the film, instead I'm going to play three poems she read during the afternoon session on Black experimental poetics, beginning with a piece she described as a reinscription of Phyllis Wheatley's Reply to the Answer.
When place is officially preceded by article, often it is named after a river. A river is vast until you see the ocean, the two incomparable. My soul returns your, my pen and pixels, your ink and type. Shores ever verdant in memory of spontaneous soil. The rebellion which soul returns. You're our black, you're our femaleness, you're our art. Riddle, where on earth is night eternal? Nowhere, Phyllis, where minds shine even if their brilliance is shuttered in. An answer is a reply, sometime solution to the problem didn't know you have. On the occasion of the umpteenth declaration of genius, magic, tomfoolery, betrayal, you're poised, writing your way out. This is an excerpt from a poem called La Jablesse in the Oakland. He stand up watching me, and when I finish, he turn around and slash with the machete. Leave? He lean into my face, laughing. Leave now. I had to bind me own foot. But when my foot heal, I go and stand up in the road where I know he must pass me, coming back from whichever rum shop or Janet he keeping house with now. It's train tracks on the one side and forest on the other, and who running in forest after dark? And as he get closer to me, and he know it me, I start walking. Not good because I'm not too used to the club foot yet. And I smile. For I know if ever will could do anything, my will going to kill this man. And I limping and smiling. And how the conductor didn't hear me don't know, because everyone in the parish that night wondering what obia thing caused a goat neck to be slit so slow that it screams so long. But he soon stopped. And as people piece together the body, they piece together a story of what happened. They call me La Jablesse, devil woman. The woman them too bad talk me in the street, but when nightfall they come try mackle me with sweet tamarind and cloth no one will sell me in the store. Bless, they say, for then they say I am blessed. Bless, this man does treat me bad, bad. You can't do him something for me? What I gonna say? May I have no money? They treat me like I was kill priest in town. I said, we'll see what I could do. Is all your own fear and longing and hate that is give me power? Is all you make me a real La Jablesse? And this last one that I will read is called Avant-Garde is a Term of War, written for Jane Cortez. The safety is... the safety is off. We have to laugh. Safety's always off. War begins at home. D.V. We are the cavalry. Even in war, laughter. Lip licking, even in war. Fried dough, pepper dished. We are cavalry. We, avant-garde, front line. Troops facing down, torches, shots, spit. Tossed coffee, we, the avant-garde, taking direct hits. And we, the cavalry, wounds salted with unsalted butter. Hate sucked and spit out by the same mouth. Reminding us, our skin is velvet. We gorgeous, not hidden, not buried.
That was Rosamund S. King reading at Gathering 2023 at Flowchart last weekend. Second series of performances began with Nate Santana, an artist who combined sound, music with visuals and voice. Here's the opening segment of his performance, titled The City of Dreams. Santana's piece will be followed by a wildly vibratory piece Kamikaze Jones prepared, titled Degeneration Loop 3 for Rage.
Thank you. away.
That was Kamikaze Jones's Degeneration Loop, as rendered in Hudson on Saturday night. Of all the poets who performed at the Flowchart Space Gathering 2023, Tracy Morris is the one I've known and followed longest. She mainly read from a new book, Human/Nature Poems, and had on display behind her some artworks by her brother, Gemin, who created them as accompaniment to the work.
Tragedies in Acts. Avoiding Emmett Till and Furious Flowers Blacksonian. In Accra, Mom wanted to go north where the tallest Ghanaians abide. Othello-like, we'd sojourn weirdly combine daughter, crone, recall bleak magic, sail ships, dots. I instead advocate for tilapia so fresh. We remain lounging south by Tetequashi roundabout. I lie then, now before this black tie thing, necktie thing. I stop by the bottom rim of DC's upside down triangle, quiver hitting home, ear prepping aesthetics to perform. African am, Anubic land, I walk under earth, sore roots of that poetic day, taction, miffled, breath, feet shuffles from one cased ampere to the next. Heavy aerating HVAC. I emerge earth level, furthest I could go. Time to gown for a ball. Taffeta covers, a pregnant pause over pine. Eternal cold pleats. Avert an aortic rupture source. Promising to return to that thresh, that last square. He waits. Dakar, dead dew, crypt above Accra, across Congo, saying, come. There are things I can't.
I celebrate being brave. I looked askew at the cliff door, Sunu Gal from seashore. I could have been Black Gertrude this day, report this innocent babe, puffed for, head garlanded by nettle. How our cracked crania could repeat inner swells, erupting cheeks. I fear upheaving grief. I've bowed to Du Bois's tomb, other great warriors who've won. At the sparkling display, I cover above the frown of Mamie's murdered son. This one. Ooh, this poem is showing up. Okay. All right. I thought I put that in the wrong place. Maybe not. Invisible man on a station at the metro. I'm Spectre. Between underground stations. I used to know them a little, and they knew me. I was eating with them sometimes. We would exchange phrases. One day, myself began making cameos. It happened while I was eating grits, and once again in a public place, I felt disembodied cause. I had been a shell of my origin for such a long time. It felt like gelatin in the beginning. I don't eat that stuff, cloven hooves, but this is how it seemed at first. It began to expand like a marshmallow. It was good, it felt overly sweet. I began to ask myself if this was a guilty pleasure. One day it happened. I wasn't just a resident, it was me. Filling up cutting holes in my bones, and I did not feel bloated. I was doing so much better before. I had friends. I could grab to about clothes and political goings on, anything that didn't require commitment. I began to say less, telling more. I was not the hydrogen everybody says I am now. Truth is, I began to thin out to them, turning translucent, more corporeal because they noticed. Less real because my guts began to show in high relief. Nobody want to watch that. So I saw they began to move slower, still alive. Sure, they was picnicking in between the openings of the tracks of Grand Central. Sure, yeah. They had wicker basket sandwiches with some meat and red drinks and chips. I wanted to sit with them, especially exotic looking types, touring. When I tried to rest for a moment, they would not say hello. They saw a condensation on the can, soothing sounds in my throat, and they clinked their glasses. I even moved on to strangers I barely knew, crossed some invisible line protocol, and they wouldn't hear me speak. Now this hurt me. I could understand taking sides, but I faced these people front ways. There was no side to take. I move on between the numbers. I glance at the board. I sit by myself. Unpack, look at my feet. Hope they still on the ground. On the ground, on the ground. Withdraw, open. You know, I gotta write this down. This one. This one. 401 Requiem. This is an excerpt, 401 Requiem. Tell you about the time of later after we have drinks. 401 Requiem excerpt. There's a sign near the waterfront. I think it's advertising Chia saying 400 years Virginia spirits, a swig. A year ago last night, my dead crowd me an evening ceremony of Jamestown at the schooner. That brought those first here, they think long trip, didn't know, not the longest part. Hairpin turns ahead, the exact day's alignment, if the moon bled that defining night, wisps of clouds, was sunset golden? I'm sitting yards away, feel pulling, Brooklyn Cemetery, southeast, I've been with friends, white, from out of town, just before. We marvel at the dark sky hues, pinking baby's breath, the water's iris of the narrow, soft cotton scenes, atmosphere, the svelte weed. Temporal extensions of a pine greets me, sees expectant. I'm waiting for you to do something. Who waits on the side as larger birds, gulls feast, fight, spring from earth, flailed wings? below sparrows and finch grow fat off my spread. Little grains left by ague gray doves deserved largesse. Various avians fix pennons, peck to make others move. Sparrows occlude, recede to floor, eat under hangings, chirping towards each other in shadow of bigger feathered arms. I give the little things to gobble, don't weigh them. Even with them, I overcook. Make too much, give them too much. The worst thing a black woman can do, not have enough food for whomever she might feed. I fit so this peaceful instant, it's verily wishing through a lover of sun. Suns, though the latch on the other side sprung 401, the dehydrated people, the first few asking for slake, shrivel and askew, faced, look wet, west.
This one.
The talk is like, I'm hiding with a towel. Inside winter. It's gray. It's a gray sky today. The expected birds' colors muted. We all feel the barometric difference between snow and rain, clouds and winter. I stick my head out. When I was young, it'd be to flick snow past the body of my tongue. See, if I could feel it melt beyond the blade. Now I'm less inclined to be amused by each flake's pattern. I can make my own snow inside the fridge, worn at the edges from my fridge, from my constant pulling, pushing the door before the vegetables soften. The iceberg, the wintergreen crunch of stalks, after days, organicity betrays the lack of pesticides. Above them, thickening cubes and trays, my cheap freezer. Crystals form around the great division between mogul and insulate. I used to scrape my hand up there when I could reach it as a kid, a snow fluff, magic made in the standard issue project variety box. Around the two long-eared peas, an enclosed hunk of meat, its gristle. Between checks, we thaw that. It was another color than bought. The dye infused in the lower rung brand at the just past bodega-sized market. Genera of something to taste up. Lima beans, a congealing soup pulled apart on top of rice with something as the side. A chicken we cut from whole up front. Sharp knives in the drawer saving us half the price of pre-divided parts in sectioned clinged styrofoams. There are degrees of wealth, of poverty, class dependent, separated versus together. Different tastes of snow. The birds one hand feeds a luxury, the kind that feed you. My head and froze cuticles came out, smell something that reminds me of what used to like ice and what still stews. The last one we'll read is that one.
That I guess could be a combination of these pieces.
Yep. And it's not a poem I haven't read in a very long time. It's one of my early ones, but it's not like it went. Or it feels like it goes. Anyway. From the slave show to video. Ain't she beautiful? She too black. She is she? Ain't she beautiful? She too black. She is. Wait. Ain't she beautiful? She ain't. Wait. Ain't she. Wait. Ain't. Ain't she beautiful? Ain't she beautiful? She too black. She can't be. Ain't she beautiful? She too black. She can't. Is she? Ain't she? Can't she? Too cheap. She too cheap. She too cheap. She too cheap. She can't be beautiful and be black. But ain't she beautiful? She but she can't. She ain't she beautiful? She too black. But bow.
Tracy Morris here on Poet Radio. The event Saturday night concluded with a very unusual and stimulating group performance of a multi-vocal Carla Harriman piece titled Henna Cut in which all the performers, beyond using their voices, were using typewriters as props and instruments. In addition to Harriman, the ensemble here also includes Cole Heinowitz, Rachel Levitsky, Marianne Chanin, and Emily Skillings. And before concluding, I wanted to remind everyone that though our recent summer pledge drive has ended, it's never too late to become a sustaining supporter of WGXC, community radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties and beyond. If you have means to make a small monthly donation, we here at the station would greatly appreciate your support. You can always do this online via wavefarm.org/WF/support. I hope you've been enjoying this month's show and that you'll tune in next month when the executive director of Flowchart Foundation, Jeffrey Leppendorf, will be my guest on the show. Until then, I leave you with an extended segment of Harriman's composition, Henna Cut In.
And the 1983 lyrics of Depeche Mode. Nothing ever happens, and only a world dreams true futurologists. Scene 3, pseudo voice. Scene of futurologists, 3 minutes. Futurologists. If the ban was on 2005 and it is 2006, the ban is now on 2006. If the ban was on 2006 and it is now 2007, the ban will be on 2007. If the ban was on 2007 and it is
now 2008, the ban will be on 2008. If the ban was on 2008 and it is now 2009, the ban will be on 2009. If there was a ban on 2009, it is now 2010, and the ban will be on 2011, then 2012, until there is
no difference, since 2012 will be the sign of 2013, ban before 2014, ban before 2015, ban before 2016, thick with banning. 2016 might be thicker, might be closer to 2017, thick.
With being banned, and it might be a little different. 2018 might be a little thick, 2019 a little thicker, yet 2020 thicker than 2019, so still comparable to 2019 and to 2021, which will be a hair's breadth thicker than 2020.
Which is a hair's breadth thicker than 2019.
And a hair's breadth thinner. The 2021, the denser.
The dense year.
The 2021, the
dense.
2022. No longer like
the band, which is dense with being banned, to clarify, each is banned.
And 2022 is dense with being banned. 2023 is banned, characterizable as in.
It was the year of density.
To distinguish itself from the invisibility of banned years of 2025.
It's not banned and sees 2024 as a premonition of change. 2026 sees 2020.
As a declarative year, 2026 tells us that. 2025 tells us.
It all happened here.
2027 finds us here and begins to characterize the future.
2028 will be a
year,
a singular year.
2029. We'll know it. We'll envy it. We'll count it. We'll compare it. We'll transgress it. We'll be able and grasp it. We'll surrender to it and defy, defy, defy.
Ha! What year are we in? Those improvisers are not the futurologists, I guess we are.
Marion, just study this process. Whoever follows them is deluded. Do you ever pre-associate a plaid and a debt? The debt in a pleat, feather for flight.
An open arrangement after the door closed.
The dog-eared pages.
Remains for the poet.
The frozen forgotten.
The refusal of assimilation.
An open arrangement after the door closed.
Scene 4. Pseudo voice. Scene 4.
Scene 5.
Pseudo voice. Scene in museum with voice. 5 minutes.
Is this play about the impossibility of personal experience? From the perspective of grand ideas.
Within artistic
or the other way around. The impossibility of the big ideas from the perspective
space,
of personal experience.
In visual art and poetry.
The gash
and with the stop
between them
or pause
gushing with
of
neo-expressionist wishes. Francesco Clemente. I used to work in the other building.
Silence
I
may be perceived as absence. Thinking about otherwise sounds
Simone's doors. The clay forms are narrow and of unequal height, their tops lopsided, as if strained by war or touched by time. They are lined up in descending order.
The
scale doors become as musical and temporal
it's
as they are spatial.
Silence is
tactile.
Associated with a myriad
they
of
hover
concepts,
between concept,
which renders the lost
story,
object inaccessible
ancient history,
to the
and now
of sensory processing.
Remnant
or introduction.
Passageway to interior, a pleasure, a secret, a statelessness. They are indications of the regions of thought that time sculpts through Syrian tragedy
silence
and Mesopotamian
in a psychosocial dynamic
between integral
may encourage noise
and introvert
about X
between progression
that
covers up
anxiety
and
about Y.
Or Hanna cuts in. With a vision of ontological roots. Or the notes just hang out where they are, like a spiral
and
jetting off to the left side of
silence
the canvas.
May be associated
this
with
particular
the
spiral possibly doesn't exist.
To hold
or it is
close,
reintroduced as the name of an African American artist collective in the 1960s.
Lies.
Spiral.
It may signal a
it
painting,
a politics,
a system,
or it devolves as
replica,
the replica,
the signature,
and
the microphone,
the reverb, and the verb.
Historical narration is formed.
It is often
by
noted
the
that Hannah Arendt didn't have much
everything
to say about
modern or contemporary art.
This is not a performance about
Hannah
Arendt, although it depends upon her.
Hannah
Arendt cuts in
the
and
course of events.
For example,
my mother, who did love art, especially Japanese prints and gardens, was embarrassed about the crisis of everything. So I packed my valises. I was holding them, one in each hand, behind the sofa where my mother sat watching television. The small black one contained the story of my life to date. And the larger one, which
or
you could still tuck under a seat or in a small baggage compartment, held in the other.
And by religion.
I wasn't really thinking about this being lopsided.
But
she
silence
was
can also show itself
television
as a sign of respect
in black
for another.
And white.
Overshot.
Shot.
Trial.
Trial.
It is a medium
men
of
this
meditative. Seated with two uniformed men,
seated between two uniformed men, with a third just on the side of a booth.
This
it
becomes
bulletproof.
Cut to the status of men in courtroom.
Headphones,
machines.
Cut.
It can also
to
be a feature.
People in the courtroom seated. Something in what becomes
cage.
German.
Someone
instructs
those who are
wish
protecting themselves. A
solid
information.
Solid information.
Solid.
Extra work. Don't read it.
Don't read it.
Some muscle German. May I have the
cut? to people in a courtroom,
a woman
in a long wool coat.
Close up of attendees. Cut to Eichmann.
And a man in uniform.
Cut to man in
trousers.
Cut to
breath. The outside spray of the report to the world and you that I crashed.
Characterization of the new evil is Judith Butler's, who explains it as a new form of hideousness that is able to pass itself off as the normal.
As I was saying, a child is the hero of her own life, and I packed up my valises, one black and small, one plum and less small, one with a life story and the other with stuff, seeking the future. I didn't notice much that I was carrying them lopsided. Scene 6. Pseudo voice. Scene 6. 2 minutes.
Who descends the stairs over the quay?
A pale green ghost in nature's red square.
Or an archaeological virtue descending and alongside
the blushing water.
The sun
and the moon metaphors
older than someday.
They were the shade and the thought.
She came upon a tidbit of homely scene.
Hannah and Marion appear in
a futurologist.
And pseudo voices.
She took them to the home of the sun and the moon,
where she herself resided, placing them on the shelves that supported and enhanced them. And
only somebody else can know the distance between.
The sun and the moon were everything.
The apartment,
the shelves,
the objects,
and the people living in the rooms.
In and around them.
Something hard to imagine, perhaps, the word happy, the lava of their rebellion. A little dangerous aspect of a person, not appearing as a lump, not being spoken of as one object. Each subject turns herself into another at times.